Yields in the central Midwest are coming in larger than some expected, and many farmers have been caught underpriced, according to one co-op manager. Roger Hugenberg is general manager for Ursa Farmers Co-op in west central Illinois and northeast Missouri. Hugenberg says one of the reasons farmers are being caught underpriced is the month of June.
We had a month of June and we never received a rain.
Right.
And folks were thinking that, here we go, we've got problems, we've got crop insurance claims, and the market was giving them some opportunity, but yet, you know, do they take it? Did they take it? And they didn't. And next thing you know, we've come off with a big corn crop here and a big bean crop, and now the prices reflect that.
Hugenberg says the harvest may not reach 2014 records, but it's close.
We've got areas that are really close to 2014 crops. We'll probably have I think we had a tremendous bean crop in Illinois last year. We've probably got a similar bean crop this year. The bean crop in Missouri, though, is considerably bigger than it's been in the last couple of years. It's a big bean crop. The corn crop, it's just dependent upon if it was on good dirt, planted timely that's on there, it's a good crop. It's a tremendous crop.
Diplodia has become a concern, however.
It's isolated, it's spotty, but it's showing up, and some of it's pretty severe. It's not something that the farmer did. It's not something that the elevator did. And just it's the export market. There's a tolerance up to about 7% damage. A farmer can go up to 5% with no discount. You go above 5% and it starts coming in with a small discount. But there's really only a range in there up to about 7%, and then the market says, okay, we don't know if we want it or not.
Progress on harvesting the area's corn crop has reached about 50%, but Hugenberg says many farmers will be taking advantage of decent weather this week to harvest their beans before finishing up the corn harvest. I'm Jim Dewey.